Hi, this is Kat Jones. This month I'm doing a series on gender, specifically, for want of a better phrase, it's what we're calling gender nonconformity. People whose gender identities don't match up with what patriarchy has generally tried to impose on people. And today I'm talking with Madeline, and I'm just going to open it up. Why don't you tell us your story, Madeline?
I'm Madeline Tamsa. I came out as trans 3 years ago. I'm a trans woman. I'm 21 right now. I was going to college for music industry. I play a bunch of different stringed instruments. I play in some local bands, NPK, Judgmental Summer of Bees, Frozen Sun. And when I came out for a little while, my family wasn't so accepting. I had to deal with kind of like them not talking to me for like several months on end at one point, like kind of feeling like I was... you know, having that time happen where it came time for me to leave them and move on. And, yeah, since then it's been a lot of, like, therapy and counseling and, trying to get back on my feet.
I'm really sorry that they handled it that way. How are they now? Are they coming to accept you, or are they still being kind of not great?
Well, after a little while, they did decide to start talking to me again and, like, supporting me as their child, again, and... Like, but really only in, like, theory. Like, in practice, like, still when I talk to them, they misgender me a lot, and it, like, really hurts coming from the people who you'd think would, like, care about you the most. Having that idea of, like, I don't know, having it feel like they're not trying hard enough to actually, like, make me feel safe and comfortable talking to them and, like, being around them. Things like that. It's you know, really hard to navigate family stuff as a trans person.
Can you tell me a little bit about the process for you to come out? Like, how long did you know before you came out that you were transgender? And what kind of fears did you have? What was that like for you?
Well, I'd say I only really even had the language to describe that feeling maybe a year or two before I did come out. And so, like... I was maybe 17 or 18 when I first fully even, like, thought that that might have been a thing that was possible. And, of course, as soon as I thought it was possible, it was, like, very exciting and, like, kind of, like, life-affirming to me. Like, oh, I'm not weird. Other people are like this, too.
Nice. So when you say other people are like this, too, tell me what you mean by like this.
Basically, my whole life, I had been doing things that... I'm gonna say people, even though I mostly mean my parents, would, like, try to say was not normal or okay for a person who they thought was a boy at the time. Like, you know, painting my nails, doing makeup, things that are traditionally considered examples of feminine beauty that, like, I kind of always wanted to express, and, you know, it was just always pushed back. And so, you know, that was, like, a long period of struggle, essentially. My entire, you know, childhood just feels like, I don't even remember a lot of it. It was just so traumatic and, like, really, really, really hard to make it through without just kind of pretending I wasn't there, like I was going to die soon or something. Like, I was very depressed ever since I was pretty young. But, yeah, now that, like, I do have the language for these things, it's very empowering and... I've come really far in coping with some of the mindsets and things that come with being raised in a society that's, like, really telling you you shouldn't be who you are.
What are your thoughts on the difference between gender roles and gender identity?
Gender roles are bullshit and, like, totally made up and, like, bullshit and, like, you should not force... I don't know, like, I don't think that people should have this compulsory need to do things because they are a gender, but, like, gender identity is a different thing and totally valid, and, right. And, like, gender identity, like, we live in a society where, of course, gender has become, like, this idea that it's like a binary, and there's this dichotomy between like masculine and feminine characteristics and male and female. But honestly, just gender identity is how you make yourself, is how, it's like how you rationalize yourself as a person within the context of that. Like, it's like, the thing is that like gender identity and gender norms being two separate things, it means that gender identity really ideally should be able to be a spectrum of things that, you know, just results from whatever people are comfortable with, and making, you know, language for that to describe that thing that already like exists in a way. But you know, like, so that includes lots of non-binary and even binary trans people who might not experience what is called gender dysphoria, the, you know, feeling bad because you're doing things that are, doing things or having things happen to you that are like kind of going against, you know, they're not making you feel like your gender identity and like you're expressing yourself the way that you want to. Like, gender dysphoria isn't necessary to being trans, but a lot of people do experience that, and a lot of people realize they're trans because of gender euphoria. Like, doing things that are coded to be kind of, like, similar to their target or their, you know, identity, gender, and, like, they're, you know, they realize that those things make them feel empowered, and that's equally as valid as someone who transitions because of gender dysphoria.
What's been your, I guess, the biggest obstacle for you in the world as a transgender woman?
I guess on a day-to-day basis, the hardest part of my existence is, like, just not really knowing what's going through people's heads. Like, I personally know that a lot of trans people choose not to or can't pass as one of the two, you know, like, binary gender options that were represented by our society, mostly. And that is sometimes a huge issue for my safety and my comfort. Like, I have encountered a lot of street harassment, like catcalling, transphobic remarks, you know, people debating my gender as I walk down the sidewalk, minding my own business, and like just saying really horrible things about me. And, you know, I know one time I got like just fucking hit right in the face for using the wrong bathroom. Well, you know, the right bathroom, but like they thought it was the wrong bathroom. And like I was just minding my own business, trying to pee and get out of there and go play a show. And you know, I've been assaulted on the street before for that. It's just like one of those things where like you see like a really huge obstacle for me is like seeing stats and like polls and things like that where, you know, they indicate that a lot of people in America still don't even see me as like a valid person, or, you know, like trust me on who I am as a person. And like then, you know, trying really hard not to, but ultimately, you know, it's really fucking hard sometimes to not just like project that on everyone you see, you know, or think about that all the time when you're thinking about like, how am I gonna go about my day safely and like comfortably? You know, sometimes it's just hard not to like just want to block out the whole rest of the world. It's really hard wanting to put yourself out there and express yourself and doing like, you know, exploring who you are as a person so for so long and so painfully, and then finally putting yourself out there and having that make you feel ultimately less safe and comfortable in, you know, certain ways, and of course empowering in other ways, but you know, that's a struggle.
In fact, there have been all of these other cultures that recognize a spectrum of gender, and it was not a big deal for, you know, going way back, all kinds of other cultures. What do you think it is about a patriarchal culture like ours that is so, it violently enforces certain gender norms, gender roles, but also gender norms? So, you know, it's been violent against women, it's violent against lesbian, gay people, transgender people, anyone that doesn't conform to this patriarchal standard. Why, what do you think that kind of anger and hatred and knee-jerk reaction to people that violate the patriarchal norms, where does that come from? Any idea?
Yeah, I think it's worth noting that sexism and like misogyny really plays a big part in feeding into our cultures and individual people's transphobia. like having people think that femininity is not the norm, or it's like not the ideal of, yeah, right. Like I think that misogyny plays a large role in transphobia, because it's like we see even within the trans community that violence and harassment against trans women is a bit, and you know, like feminine presenting kind of people who are trans is a little bit worse or more frequent sometimes than people who are masculine and on, you know, the spectrum of being trans or gender nonconforming. And so that idea of like trans misogyny, or like, you know, the idea that men being effeminate is bad, like being masculine is seen pretty much in our society as being positive, and being feminine is pretty much seen as negative. And that extends its reach into trans people's lives in really scary ways sometimes.
Indeed. Thank you so much, Madeline, for sharing your perspectives with me today. Sadly, that's all the time we have, but I would encourage listeners to please do check out Madeline's music. Her band NPK is on Bandcamp. She has a song called Short, Bitter, and All Over the Place, and I'm gonna try to include a link to that song on the Media Sanctuary website. So yeah, check that out, and thanks again, Madeline.